man.
Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. You program the bumps on this show. Today's theme is Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Jeff requested April Wine, man. Yeah! April Wine, yeah! Esmeralda, you familiar with April Wine?
Not at all.
Oh, man. Come on. You have not lived a complete life. April Wine, man. Okay. So I want to talk about the difference between, like, buying generic brands and buying, you know, the name brands. And then talk about some of the ridiculous knockoff items that really exist. We mentioned earlier, Esmeralda, let's go get a case of Dr. Zipper.
I'm sure it's got quite a zip.
It's got a Dr. Zipper. You know, I gave up caffeine 13 years ago. So I haven't had caffeine in 13 years. But I got to say this. I miss Dr. Pepper. I really do. I used to love Dr. Pepper. So I miss it. Anyway, just wanted to throw that in there. This is my ex-girlfriend and I, when we lived together, would go through cases of Dr. Pepper. That's all we drank.
Now, wait, is your only issue the caffeine?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. That now it used to be the caffeine, but now it's all the other crap that's in pop that I don't like. A lot of sugary, all that stuff.
Because I was going to say you can get caffeine-free.
Yeah, it doesn't taste the same. Everybody says that doesn't taste the same. Seriously. And I miss Coke, too. Coca-Cola. I miss Coca-Cola, too. But I've had caffeine-free Coke, and it doesn't taste like Coke. Doesn't taste like Coke. All that caffeine-free stuff, shut up. Doesn't work. So that's, maybe I can get some, maybe, do you think there's caffeine-free Dr. Zipper?
Oh, probably.
Is it zipless?
It's just Zipper.
Zipper.
He didn't get his doctorate. Or his PhD or whatever.
That's based on a real dude. There was a real Dr. Pepper.
Oh, first I was like, there's a Dr. Zipper?
No, yeah, Dr. Zipper. There was also a real Dr. Zipper. I think he led the country in malpractice suits, if I remember correctly. I think that was his claim to fame. Dr. Zipper. Actually, his claim to fame was he did a lot of open heart surgery, and then they call those zippers. So he was when you get that scar on your chest, they call it a zipper. Yeah. So anyway, Dr. Zipper. There's a bunch of those. We're going to get to those in a little bit. Now, Esmeralda, you said that you do buy in what areas do you buy generic items?
I buy generic. I'll buy generic. Right now I have a face wash.
Mm-hmm.
That's a generic of Cetaphil.
Okay.
You know that comes in the pump. It's supposed to.
Yeah.
Like no, it's from CVS.
Okay.
And I'll buy Walgreens generic.
Yeah, I do too.
Nice.
I buy a lot
the
of
nice
the,
brand.
I buy a lot of the Walgreens, generics as well. It's nice with exclamation point.
Right. And a lot of the stuff, cosmetic wise, creams and lotions, you can, if you look at the back, a lot of times it's the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that. I'll buy lotions and.
Dan, what about
like
you and Eileen? Do you guys buy generic stuff, or are you brand?
Yeah,
do you have brand loyalty?
We typically not. The big thing for us is medicine. Advil, Tylenol,
sure.
Cold and sinus, things like that. I always go generic on that stuff, and then. We've tried to cut down on the. Crap, I know it's not junk food oriented, but the junk food stuff. So, it's the type of thing where I a lot of the generics I used to buy that stuff too because it's all the same taste.
Yeah.
Would you consider Trader Joe's a generic?
They
make their own.
Yeah, it's mentioned. Trader Joe's is mentioned in this article that I've got.
Yeah, there's a Trader Joe's right by Eileen's work, so we do grab a lot of stuff. Their hummus is excellent. So
I agree. Trader Joe's is good food, and I used to go to Trader Joe when I was a drinking man. I used to go there and get two-buck chuck. Everybody would get the two-buck chuck.
Their Dijon mustard is really good.
Yeah, no, Trader Joe's
or
is
no,
good.
It's like the Grey Poupon. Yeah, Dijon.
But Trader Joe's, the other thing about Trader Joe's is everybody who works there is the happiest person on the planet. They especially, I used to stop off to the one down here on, is it Ohio or Ontario? One of the
Ontario, I think. Yeah, they like to talk to you.
They're all like happy. They're just the happiest people in the world.
I don't want them to talk to me. No, they like trying to have a conversation about what you bought.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Ugh,
yeah,
I understand. Hate that. They're like, oh, what are you going to make with that? I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat it. I don't know. Just wrap it up.
Wow.
Go.
Grumpy Esmeralda.
I don't want to talk to you about what I'm making with my pound of chicken or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's
okay.
Like, no, I'm, all right. I'm good. Just
okay.
How much is it? I have to go.
Do not talk to Esmeralda when she is grocery shopping, everybody. That's the lesson.
People.
That's the lesson here.
I know you have an issue with them, and they're valid reasons for the self-checkout. You are not a fan of the self-checkout, but I will sometimes I will do my grocery shopping at 6 o'clock in the morning where there's only self-checkout lines just because, like Esmeralda, all the time, you know, by the time the show is over, I'm tired. I know I still got a couple more hours of work. I'm like, I just need to not conversate with anybody right now and scan. And it's
like your plain supermarket. That's just me.
No, wait. You play supermarket sweep or just supermarket?
Just supermarket. Because you get to, you know, you run all the things on your own.
Is that a game kids play?
I used to play supermarket when I was little.
You used to play supermarket?
Yeah, I would put all my stuff out and put prices on it.
Wait a minute. Is that a thing, or is that just an exclusively Esmeralda?
To her point, the Kohl's Children's Museum does have a in-store grocery store where kids can grab a cart and put stuff in and ring it up.
Yeah, because they have kitchens.
They can ring it up.
There's those little plastic
kitchens. Are they getting prepped for their inevitable job at a grocery store?
I'm sure they're learning math or something.
Yeah, sure.
it's along the lines of House.
You're playing house.
Yeah.
Instead of playing house, you're playing...
It's supermarket. It's all part of the mundane life.
When you play
when you're a little kid, you find it so amazing.
When you play house, do you have to do a dead-on Hugh Laurie imitation?
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Where the hell... Oh, man. Oh, here it is.
It's like three different types of drummers.
I
did a rim shot for you.
I'm hitting a different rim shot than I normally hit because a piece of my equipment has been taken out of the studio and replaced.
What people don't realize is that since we do this show up on the seventh floor, we lose access to the three drummers that are always in the Allstate Showcase.
That's
studio.
Right. They're always down there.
Yeah. And so we don't get access to them. But since they're not able to be down there, they're with us.
They're with us tonight.
Weave such a richer fabric of a radio show, I think.
Take that, Carl Murray.
Do you know the show has won two awards? Are you aware of that? That this radio show actually has won some broadcast awards?
It's because of
this.
Drummers.
This is the stupidest radio show on the air right now. So that's not saying much. All right. Here's what they say about some of the generic brand. And by the way, 312-981-7200. We're talking about generic products. What generics do you buy? Which ones do you recommend? And what are some of the dumbest knockoffs that you can possibly think of? I've got a kind of bunch of them here. And Dan, you can post some of these, right, so people can see them?
Absolutely.
Okay, because you really have to see the packaging on some of these. Because it's just ridiculous. Not only are the names ridiculous, but the packaging is hysterical. On these really terrible knockoff, obvious dumb knockoff products. We've got cereal names, and we've got some of the worst knockoff brands of all time. My favorite is this, the weird sort of Japanese knockoff stuff that comes out where they can't get the copyright to, like say they want to do an action figure from a movie, but they can't get the copyright for the name or anything. My favorite of all of them is it's a RoboCop action figure. It's a little RoboCop action figure, and he looks like the RoboCop and everything, but they couldn't get the name, but they used the exact same font and the exact same, logo, and it's called Robert Cop. instead of RoboCop, it's Robert Cop.
It makes him more human. His name is Robert. He's a cop.
You got to see the picture of this, of Robert Cop. I think that's my favorite one, is Robert Cop. That's like, you know, you say you're invited over, you know, like the kids are going to have a play date or something.
They're going to play supermarket.
You're going to play supermarket and house with Hugh Laurie. And you bring the kids over, and everybody's got a RoboCop, an actual RoboCop action figure. And then Billy is sitting in the corner with his Robert Cop. That's got to make the kid feel terrible. Like, what is a Robert Cop, Bill? Little Billy? Oh, my parents couldn't afford RoboCop, so they got me the Robert Cop. Robert Cop. That's the best, man. Oh, man. Well, listen, I got a list here of some of the best generic brands to save money. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some of these ridiculous knockoffs, and then I will do my review of the movie Robert Cop 3. Oh, man. All right, we got to take a break here. 312-981-7200, talk and text. We're talking generic and knockoff items. Maybe some of them are better. You know, a bunch of years ago, Gary and I did a taste test of items. We went out and got the brand name and then the generic brand, and then we did a blind taste test of them. Like, we didn't know which one was which. And I can tell you this, the Meijer, you know, are there Meijers still around? Yeah, there's Meijers still around, right? Meijer's spaghetti hoops were better than SpaghettiOs, than the actual Chef Meijer SpaghettiOs. So we enjoyed, I remember that specifically. Meijer's spaghetti hoops, better than SpaghettiOs, and the can was only a quarter, I remember. So there you go. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday continues. You guys program the bumps. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Text them in. Jeff wanted April Wine. That sign of the Gypsy Queen. Yeah. Dan, you familiar with April Wine?
I was not until now.
Ah. Yeah, man. April Wine. I'm trying to remember what their big... They actually had a... April Wine did have a big hit. And I'm trying to remember... Neither of the two that you played were the hit. But.
According to Wiki, it was Just Between You and Me.
Yeah, Just Between You and Me. Yeah. That was it. All right. Hey, so we're talking about generic items and ridiculous knockoff brands. And this is what they say. Is the best way to save money. Aldi Simply Nature, discount supermarket chain Aldi, sells private label brands in its 1,500 stores across 34 states. 90% of what is sold in Aldi is a store brand.
Yeah. I love Aldi.
Do you? Yeah. My parents go to Aldi every once in a while.
Yeah. I got coconut oil from there.
From Aldi. Was it the Aldi Simple Natural?
Yes.
Because it says Aldi Simple Natural line of organic items is a particularly good buy.
You know, they're going to make everything organic, I heard.
At Aldi?
Yeah.
Hmm. Let's see. The line includes products such as milk, bread, cereal, pasta, frozen foods, and much more. This organic line saves me easily 50% of what I'd pay for a name brand, they say. How about that? Now, of course, Costco's Kirkland. Everybody knows the Kirkland brand. Warehouse Club Costco has its own private label, Kirkland Signature, which appears on nearly 20% of the products sold in stores. The laundry and dish detergents are a great value on money as well. Kirkland. How about Kroger Simple? Are there any Krogers in this? We don't have them in our area, do we? I know they're an incredibly popular chain, but I don't think we have Krogers in this area. Kroger Simple Truth. Supermarket chain Kroger sells a line of organic and natural food products under its private label Simple Truth, which is typically cheaper than name brand counterparts. It's the go-to brand for organic milk because it's a dollar cheaper for a half-gallon carton. When it's on sale at least once a month, the savings is more than $1.50. The organic peanut butter costs a couple of dollars less than the brand name organic peanut butter.
By the way, I just did a search on the Kroger website and a bunch of Marianos. Gave me Marianos.
Oh, does Kroger own Marianos? Or Marianos probably owns Kroger now.
I guess so.
Looks like there's some in Decatur and Lincoln, Illinois as well.
Okay. Safeway. How about Safeway? There's Safeways in the area, right? Yeah.
I thought those were bought
by Jewel.
And they were bought by Jewels.
Right.
Yeah, the Jewels, yeah. Supermarket chain Safeway offers a line of premium foods under the Safeway Select brand. What's the Jewel brand now? Because it used to be, remember President's Choice? Do you guys remember President's Choice?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was big when I was working at the Jewels in the 80s. What was the generic, what was the regular, there was just Jewel, right? Jewel brand foods. Yeah, it was just Jewel. And they had President's, then they brought in President's Choice. The standard size of Safeway Select coffee beans is regularly priced at least a dollar less than the brand name coffee. When it's on sale for $3.99, it's $3 less than the brand name counterparts, but it tastes just as good. So the coffee in Safeway is a particularly good buy. Target Up and Up. Any parent knows the cost of diapers can add up quickly, but some might not be willing to take a chance on generic brand. What about you, Dan? What do you guys do in that?
We actually use the Up and Up.
Do you use Up and Up?
I do actually use the Up and Up.
Work it out for you?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's exactly what it says there. We were using the Honest brand that Jessica Alba is a part of, and it's pricey. And so we started looking to alternatives, and the Target brand was like the next best combination of good quality but not completely
cheap. Well, there you go. There's a testimonial from Dan right there. But you can take a chance. BabyGearLab.com, which tests baby products, found Target's Up and Up brand of diapers offered quality at a more affordable price than brand name. Per diaper, the Up and Up brand costs half as much as brands such as Huggies and Pampers. Now we get to Trader Joe's, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Discount grocer Trader Joe's is known for their high-quality food products sold under Trader Joe's name at low prices, but shoppers should pick up their sunscreen there, too. Esmeralda, you spend a lot of time out in the sun.
Not lately.
Well, no. It's November 15th, but Consumer Reports gave Trader Joe's spray sunscreen with an SPF of 50, a perfect score for delivering SPF protection as it promises. It is $5.99 for a 6-ounce can. It's a fraction of the price of other sunscreens, and it receives the perfect score. So there you go. And then Walmart Equate. To get a good deal on health and beauty products, consider Walmart's Equate brand and the over-the-counter medications in particular. For example, a bottle of Equate ibuprofen with 500 tablets costs $6.98 at Walmart. A bottle of Advil with half as many tablets, 225 tablets, costs $13.99. That is a big difference. According to the Food and Drug Administration's generic drugs are required to have the same active ingredient, strength, and dosage as your brand name products. This means you won't get a lesser product, just a more affordable one. So there's a few brands for you. 312-981-7200. We're talking about shopping, brand names, and then we're going to get to some ridiculous knockoff brands as well. Join us, and we'll be right back with the news. But I'll be thinking of you. Another tragic loss in the year 2016. We just lost Leon Russell a couple of days ago. Passed away, and Two for Tuesday, Frank requested some Leon Russell. So we'll hear another Leon Russell song a little bit later on for Two for Tuesday. Make your request now, 312-981-7200. Text him in. And if you want to call and talk to us about generic items and how you save money and some of the goofy knockoffs of regular items, that's what we're talking about now. And you can call us right now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And I've got some ridiculous knockoffs. And we've posted them on the Facebook page, and and some of them are just, you got to see these. You got to see them. Esmeralda, have you seen any of these?
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Okay. They're ridiculous.
They're a little on the, I'm always curious, like, who names them?
Yeah.
Like, is it a group? Is it just one person?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's ridiculous. Well, we got a bunch of texts coming in. Let's read some of those, and then we'll get to some of these really funny knockoff brands. And if you want to jump in again, 312-981-7200. By the way, I did not see anyone who looks like Vic so far on Crime Village. So they're both you get. And Esmeralda, I haven't seen anybody who looks like you either on Crime Village. Just want to let you know.
That's the point.
You're in the clear. 773 area code says Walmart, Equate, and Great Value have pretty good generics. 262 says we had a gelatin taste test a few years ago. Jell-O, Royal, and store brand. The store brand won. It was called Sure Fine. S-H-U-R-E-F-I-N-E, one word. Sure Fine. Royal. I even forgot that Royal was around. Royal Gelatin. Totally forgot about that. Let's see. Jeff in San Diego says the generic medicine Cymbalta helps me. Trader Joe's has the happiest workers. Whole Foods has the unhappiest workers. I live by both. Why do you think the Whole Food workers are unhappy? Because they're unhappy that they charge a lot more money than Trader Joe's for the customers?
They got to deal with, like, snooty people.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. 708 says, how about generic hot dogs? There was a brand called Bozo's Hot Dogs, but then Bozo the Clown sued them. I picture, Esmeralda, you picturing Bozo in a court?
Your Honor.
Your Honor, wow. You know.
He's wearing one of those flowering, right. Those watering flower things.
Your Honor, I'd like to sue. So anyway, Bozo the Clown. I'm still just picturing Bob Bell in a courtroom. So they changed the name to Boz Hot Dogs, B-O-Z. And I hated it. And I just thought about Boz Skaggs every time I was eating it. having a nice hot dog, and all of a sudden, Lido hit the road that day, left the shack, and it pops into your head. Boz Skaggs, man. 847 area code. All Mariano stores were bought by Kroger. Okay. So that explains the website, Esmeralda.
But they have, at Mariano's, they have Roundies. That's the generic there.
That the generic of all their brands?
I think so. Or for Mariano's.
It's called Roundies?
Yeah.
And I believe Roundies is a store in Wisconsin as well. You can go to a Roundies.
I see. So it's from a store. I was going to say, why is it called Roundies?
Mind blown.
You all right, man?
Because it's like Bob Mariano, I think, used to work for Jewel and then worked for Roundies. And
no, he worked for Dominick's.
He worked for Dominick's. That was it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because remember when Dominick's was nice? That's when he worked there.
Okay.
When you thought, ooh, Dominick's, fancy. And then he left and went downhill.
The Dominick's that used to be right over here, down the street on Illinois, right? It's on Illinois, right? Yeah, Illinois and Columbus.
It's a Whole Foods now.
It's a Whole Foods now. But I used to go to that Dominick's all the time. It was nice. It was really nice.
Right? Yeah, and then he left.
Yeah.
And it went downhill.
And now it's a Whole Foods.
Yeah, I always compare Mariano's. It's how Dominick's used to be.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. That makes sense. 773 says, Nick, Food for Less warehouse grocery store is owned by Kroger and here in Chicagoland. Food for Less.
It's a number four.
Oh, it's Food number four less?
Yeah.
Okay. 606 area code says, Aldi's has majorly good German products. Okay.
It is a German company.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, like what?
I don't know. Sausage, maybe?
Huh. Never thought about it.
Next time you're at the Aldi's, get some German stuff.
I'll have to take a look.
Yeah. 815 area code says, my wife and kids didn't like generic food. I saved a Kraft cheese package and a Skippy label. They ate Kroger brands for years and they never knew it. take the jar of generic of Kroger peanut butter. get that label off, put the Skippies on there, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, this tastes so much better.
I will say my mom was up in arms when my dad wanted to buy generic cola.
Just cola
versus,
instead of Coke?
Versus, yeah, Coca-Cola. She wasn't having it.
Yeah. Well, I told you what happened when I brought home Hunt's ketchup.
But that tastes different.
My ex-wife almost smashed a bottle over my head.
It's like ketchup. It tastes different.
Ketchup? Ketchup. Ketchup? Ketchup.
It's like it's more, or it's less vinegary. I don't know. Hunt's does taste different from Heinz.
Yeah, I just bought it because it was on sale. I was trying to save our marriage. No, but it's like, I'm riding the bus. all right. 224 says, I do believe the name brand for Juul is now Signature Select. Yeah, that's it. That's right. I think that's right. Signature Select. My dad was up. He'd call in and let us know. Yeah, 847 area code. Juul used to have the Yummy brand. You guys don't remember Yummy Colas, do you?
I don't recall.
I might have had one.
This was, I would say that Yummy Cola probably was gone by the 90s. That would be my guess. But Yummy Cola, they had, you know, cola, grape, lemon, lime, root beer. They had all of your, and it was, you know, they had all of your flavors of the pop that you like. But it was in Yummy. It was the Juul brand. It was called Yummy. And they used to put it, because I worked at the Juuls when Yummy was still around, and we used to just put cases of them. We would stack, like, cases of them, and people would come in and mix and match. They would grab, like, the empty, you know, cardboard case and load up with, like, 5 grapes and 12, you know, colas and then 10 little, you know, lemon limes, and that's what you would do. You'd buy the Yummy Cola, you'd buy it by the case. And they were cheap, too, real cheap. Here's a little. You guys know the movie Bad Boys. Now I'm not talking about the one with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
What other one is there?
Sean Penn. You don't know the movie Bad Boys with Sean Penn?
No.
Oh my God, Esmeralda, you got to see it. Sean Penn and Ally Sheedy. It's Ally Sheedy's first movie. Shot here in Chicago. And so, Dan, do you know the movie? Bad Boys?
Nope.
What? What?
I only know the Martin Lawrence Will
Smith
vehicle.
Tia Leone.
Yep.
Yeah. What? All right, listen. You got to see Bad Boys. It rules. It was shot here in Chicago. Sean Penn plays this punk, little punk, criminal punk, who gets thrown in juvie.
By Robert Cop?
Is this the generic brand of Bad Boys?
That was the answer. No, it's not the generic. It's the original Bad Boys. The one with Martin Lawrence directed by Michael Bay. That's the imitation Bad Boys.
Slightly lower budget, but still kind of similar.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't believe you guys don't know Bad Boys with Sean Penn. It rules, man.
I can't believe you knocked Bad Boys with Martin Lawrence.
That movie sucks. And the second one, Bad Boys 2, one of the worst movies ever made in the history of mankind. Seriously, I hate that movie with every fiber of my being. I hate that movie. Anyway, so Sean Penn is this little punk bastard punk, all right? Criminal punk. Gets thrown in juvie and got to fend for himself in juvie. Clancy Brown is in it. That, yeah. And it was awesome. Awesome movie, man. I can't believe you guys don't know it. Anyway, there's a scene in Bad Boys, which was shot here in Chicago, where he's been getting his ass kicked, you know, by the punks in juvie. Sean Penn, all right? Ally Sheedy plays his girlfriend in it. And she's on the outside. But then one of the punks who he screwed over, like, beats her up and rapes her. And so he's going to go out and kill this guy. And that's what the movie's about. So he's inside, and he's taking all these butt whippings. He's getting smacked around by everybody. So in an effort to defend himself and to cause some damage to these jerks who have been bashing him around, there's a pop machine in the juvie hall. So he goes to the pop machine, and he's got a pillowcase. And he buys a bunch of cans of pop, puts him in the pillowcase and then beats the crap out of the out of Clancy Brown and the other guys with a pillowcase full of pop cans. And the one flaw in this is that the pop machine was filled with Yummy Cola, which wasn't in pop machines. It was the Juul brand. You couldn't find it in a pop machine, in a vending machine. It was the Juul brand. So they just, like, the production designer just went, let's go to Juul, get a bunch of pop, throw it in the pop machine. Nobody will know the difference. Everybody who saw the movie who lives in Chicago was like, you can't buy Yummy Pop like that, especially in a juvie. You're not gonna be able to buy Yummy Pop by the can in a juvie center? But it was cool when he beat the crap out of him. Oh, man, oh, man. Bag full of pop cans just busting Clancy Brown's face. Fantastic. That movie rules. I'm telling you, that movie rules. Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, get out of here. That nonsense. I don't know if anybody remembers Yummy Pop, but if you've seen Bad Boys, it had some great product placement. Hey, do you guys remember Jolly Pop? It was called Jolly. I think it was like Jolly Time. No, Jolly Time is popcorn, right? Jolly. I think it was called Jolly or Laffy or Lippy or it was called Jolly, I think. And it was the gimmick was you'd get a can of pop. I think it was called Jolly Pop. You get a can of pop, open it up, and then when you'd finish drinking it, there was a joke on the bottom of the can. So you'd close your eye and look into the can and then read the joke on the bottom of the can. I'm not making this, that's a real thing. Anybody remember it? I think it was called Jolly. That it was a joke printed on the bottom of every can.
Jolly soda.
Jolly soda, yeah.
Or Jolly Good.
Jolly Good, I don't know.
Is that?
But they had jokes on the bottom of the can. And it was crazy because I drank so much pop when I was a kid. You know, we would just like, because we wanted to read the, you know, I ingested so many unhealthy amounts of sugar just so I could see what the joke was. All right. Oh, we got a break here. Take a break. We'll come back. I got some really ridiculous knockoff brands. We got texts coming in and calls coming in. 312-981-7200. Frank requested some Leon Russell, the late, great Leon Russell. Lost him this week. Two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. You pick them. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. We're talking about generic brands, knockoff brands, on how you guys shop, if you have, you know, brand loyalty and all that, and some of the goofiest knockoffs. And does anybody remember Jolly Pop? It was called Jolly. And then you would drink it, and then you'd finish it, and you could read a joke on the bottom of the can. We would have contests to see who would finish first just so we could read the joke. Never thought about pouring it into a glass. That never even occurred to us. Just guzzle it until we can read the joke on the bottom of the can. See, Esmeralda, this is how we have fun in the 70s. That's how kids have fun in the 70s. They guzzle pop. They guzzle 15 cans of pop just so they could read the joke on the bottom of the can.
Do you float away because you're so bloated from all that soda?
Yeah, you pee for 5 hours straight.
It's a good time.
All right. Mike Reed, former Cyber Squad member on Website Wednesday Night. Jen and I do a lot of shopping at Aldi. I do enjoy the Kirkland brand from Costco. Where else can you get a shirt, coat, meat, and snacks all under the same brand? I do love the fact that Kirkland, they have the, isn't Kirkland, they also, that's the name brand of the coffins they sell at Costco too, I think. I'm not kidding. They sell coffins at Costco.
No, I know they do.
And I think it's Kirkland coffins.
Gosh.
All right, here's Jill in Milwaukee on WGN. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Nick. You're absolutely right about the Jolly soda with the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like a year older than you, so yeah, I definitely remember that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You could read them really easily. I remember, well, young eyes, right?
Yeah. You just close one eye like it's a telescope and look down into the can and read, hey, why the chicken crossed the road? Because he's a chicken.
Right. I don't remember if I liked the soda or didn't like the soda. It might have been like fruit.
Who cares? Right, Jill? Who cares? I don't know. Probably tastes like crap, but we didn't care. It was like, I got to get to that joke. Glug, glug, glug.
Well, you could drink all your like coconut, too, and take back the bottles for money.
Get
a whole nickel. But I have two things that I always try to tell people about at Walmart.
All right.
They don't listen to me. I'm a crazy lady. But the Mucinex DM, that's the one that like breaks up the gunk, you know, like in the commercials, and stops the cough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $22.50 for 20 tablets, the brand name Mucinex.
Mm-hmm.
The generic Mucinex DM is $2.98 for 30 tablets.
You're kidding.
It's nuts. And you really have to look. It seems like they hide it, but I always find it. I mean, it's a and there's another thing. It's called Colace. It's for your tummy. I don't know if you want me to go into detail.
I think I get it.
Yeah. It's $22 if you buy the brand name Colace. If you just get stool softener, it's $2. Same
amount. Now those are massive differences right there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like Esmeralda was saying, just turn them over. It's the same ingredients.
Yeah.
I have some health issues, so I buy Tylenol, ibuprofen, all that. It's exactly the same.
Mm.
I go to Walmart and get good. Oh, but a brand that is better here, I don't know, around these, I think they own Pick and Save. I don't know if you have those there.
Yeah, no, I don't think we do. But I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, they have the generic grated honey wheat pretzels and the Snyder's, and their brand is way better.
Better than Snyder's, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, because
really
Snyder's makes great, they have great pretzels, Snyder's.
Yeah, I think they put mustard in, and the ones they have are like really honey.
Yeah,
honey-ish.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, thank you, Jill.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Jill remembers Jolly. So you'd drink all the pop, you'd read the joke, you'd read, finish reading it, and then this would happen.
What I love about these high schoolers.
They follow you from childhood?
Yeah.
You're like a band.
The sound comes out of the can, actually, when you finish.
Oh, okay.
All right. 847 area code said they had yummy ice cream, too. It came in chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. Mm-hmm. And let's see. 847 says the best was generic black cherry pop by Juul. Yeah, Juul had their own brand of pop, too. After Yummy, it just went to Juul. So they changed their brand name from Yummy to Juul for the pops. 708 area code says Aldi and Trader Joe's are the same company. I knew that. Aldi's is the largest selection of gluten-free items. Let's see. 630 says Jules used to have the Chef's Kitchen frozen pizza, and they were good. They were good. Is the deli at Jules still called Chef's Kitchen? It's not, is it? I don't think it is, because that's what it used to be called. When I worked at the Jules, it was Chef's Kitchen, and they had Chef's Kitchen brand of certain items as well.
That sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you now.
Let's see. I love the McDonald's knockoff in Coming to America, McDowell's. Sexual chocolate! Sexual chocolate! That scene is one of the funniest scenes Eddie Murphy has ever done, ever. What's his name? Randy Jackson?
Watson.
Watson. Randy Watson. Well, his boy is good. Yeah, good and terrible. When he drops that mic, man, I'm telling you, every time I watch that movie, I don't even like that movie very much, but every time he drops that mic, I don't know, man. I can watch that clip on YouTube 700 times in a row. McDowell's. Okay. Oh, I'm yapping. We got a break, right? I got a live read here, too. Okay. All right. We'll get back to the ridiculous knockoff store brand names And a bunch of texts are coming in, phone calls and stuff, too, right here on WGN. Two for Tuesday continues. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200 for your request. Steve requested the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Tedeschi. Tedeschi Trucks Band. Angel from Montgomery. Oh. Oh. Okay. Hey, we're talking about generic and goofy generic brands and brand loyalty and stuff. We got some hilarious, ridiculous ones we're going to talk about. Let's see. Tony says, in Bad Boys, if the Juvie Center owned the pop machine, they could stock it with any brand. Uh-huh. Okay. 630, Jolly Time Pop also had riddles. That's what I'm talking about. It is. I guess it is Jolly Time. Right? Have we found out if this is just a figment of my imagination?
No, we've received multiple.
It's Jolly Time. Okay.
Some people said Jolly Good.
Jolly Good, something like that. No, because Jolly Time is popcorn. That's popcorn.
I know that.
This is a weird name for popcorn, isn't it? Hey, Jolly, I'm going to get my jollies by eating popcorn. Susan said another reason to like Aldi, they staff their warehouse with adults with special needs. And they really need support for that community. I didn't know that. That's great. 708 area code says, Nick, thanks for the heads up on this movie, Bad Boys. I can't believe nobody knows what this movie is. I just found it on Cinemax and Xfinity On Demand, and I'm going to watch it when I get home. You will not be disappointed, 708. Especially when he smashes Clancy Brown in the face with a bag full of Jolly Pop or yummy cola. 728 area code, newsflash, Nick, your dad gets all his jokes from the bottom of pop cans. Oh, man, come on. You don't like my dad's joke? All right. All right, are you ready for some of these, Esperalta, these knockoff brands?
Yeah.
And if you want to check them out, you got to see some of the artwork and the pictures are hilarious. They're on our Facebook page, and these are cereal brand names. So we'll talk about the actual real brand name, and then I'll tell you and describe to you what the knockoff is. Okay, so Trix is the actual brand, but the knockoff brand is called Prankx. And it says, if you thought the Trix Bunny was a prankster, wait till you meet the sly fox who will always steal your Prankx. And it's a fox, and he's got like a robber's mask on.
I mean, he is a thief.
Yeah. Why didn't they use a raccoon for the mascot? You know, and I'm surprised it's not Prankx. Don't you think that would have been...
By the way, in the last 30 seconds, I think you thought more about this product than the people who named it.
No, if you're going to call, you're going to have it just be a raccoon. Because they look like little thieves, and they are little thieves. But Prankx, it's actually just spelled like the regular word, Prankx. It should be Pranx, like tricks. All right, how about this one? There's a brand called Live It Up, and that's your knockoff of Life.
Even that picture looks real sad.
It does, doesn't it? It does.
It's telling you live it up. I'm like, really, with that?
Yeah. Ugh. Live it up and have a lovely, bland-looking... This is from Safeway, by the way. Nothing like a positive message to get you going in the morning with a little Live It Up. Okay, this next... Esmeralda, are you following along now?
I am.
Okay, so this next one. Look at this next one. What is that? By the way, it's instead of Fruit Loops, they have Fruit Spins, which is a sweetened multigrain cereal, natural fruit flavors, fruit spins. Is that a frog?
I think so.
And is there a frog on his head? What's the frog up? There's a frog like going, but it looks like it's been drawn with like a pencil by a 5-year-old, doesn't it?
Right.
Like
Are
right
they
on the
water
box.
Park?
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, they're in a. That's what it is. They're in a water park.
It's
they're going
like
down.
A slide, yeah.
They're going down a slide. Into and they're gonna. They're going down a slide into a bowl of fruit spins. Spin just doesn't have a great ring to it as Loop does. It is a great value. That's the name of the brand. That I'm telling you, it looks like they took a box of cereal, like a box of cereal, and there was nothing there, and they just penciled in a ridiculous looking frog that doesn't even look like a frog. All right, how about this one? Cap'n Crunch, Roundies. There's Roundies again now. What's Roundies again? That's Mariana, right?
Yep.
Crisp Crunch, and they've got like this terrible knockoff. Does his hat say Chris? Is that what his hat says? Does his hat say Chris? Is he Chris?
It does say Chris. Yeah.
Chris Crisp? Is that this? So it's
Captain Chris Crisp to you.
And he doesn't look. I mean, he's got like he looks like he's. I don't know, the captain of the Love Boat or something.
He is a handsome man.
He's got a hell of a chin.
Handsomer than the Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah. Chris. I can't. That's your mascot's name? Chris? Oh, that memorable character, Chris. All the kids love Chris with his hat and his chin.
He's got dimples.
Chris is the guy's name. Oh, man. You know, kids react to Chris. They all love him. All right. Crispix. You know, the Kellogg's product, Crispix, which is a crispy rice cereal, which is spelled C-R-I-S-P-I-X. And the generic brand is Crisp 6. It's the word crisp with 6 after it. Crisp 6. Now, you know, if it's Crisp 6, couldn't Chris also be the mascot for this cereal? Couldn't they put a hat on him? And all right. The knockoff of Apple Jacks by Kellogg's is, oh, this is a good one. From Safeway, Apple Orbits. Apple Orbits. And in that's, Esmeralda, do you see the insane apple?
Is that what happens when you eat apple Orbits?
You go nuts, evidently, and have one tooth. Do you notice that the apple has one tooth?
Is he? Oh, and he's holding an. He's holding them both. Oh, he's twirling.
I think he's spinning them like on his fingers.
Right.
So he's twirling because it's an orbit.
I'm weirded out that he has arms but not legs.
He does. He's an apple with no legs. That's not realistic. One tooth, no legs, and he's insane.
He loves his apple orbits.
His eyes, by the way, are located on his stem. That's not going to work out. By the way, the Apple Orbits logo, I think, is my favorite so far. Besides, well, Chris is the greatest. All right, another one of Crispix is Crispy. This is a very exciting, Esmeralda. This next one, very exciting. Crispy Hexagons is the catchy name of the cereal.
What packaging?
Yeah. Crispy Hexagon. Dad, could you get me a box of Crispy Hexagons? It's my favorite cereal.
I enjoy eating it during Bad Boys.
I'm telling you, you got to see this movie. He's in juvie. And then the kid from Author is in it. You guys remember Author? You don't remember Author either, do you? Al Pacino movie where he's like got 46 kids and Tuesday Weld leaves him and he's trying to write a Broadway show. Anyway, the kid from that movie is in it. He's in Bad Boys and he plays an arson. You know, he's a nut. And so he leaves a really cool like cassette boombox out, a radio out. And Clancy Brown sees it and like, you know, is tempted because they I guess they need music in juvie. So he sees the little boom box and he steals it because, you know, he can do anything he wants. He's Clancy Brown. He's one of the badass guys in juvie. So he takes the radio, and as he puts it up to his ear, you know how you did in the 80s, you would put the boombox like on your shoulder against your ear, and as he's dancing around to some whatever generic song from 1982 when the movie came out, he's like dancing around to it, and then the kid from Author rigged it so it would explode in his face. So there's Clancy Brown. By the way, bright blonde hair in this movie, Dan. Like, nice. Yellow blonde hair on Clancy Brown. He's got this boombox on his shoulder. He's listening. He's all happy. He just stole the boombox. And he's all happy. And then all of a sudden, boom, it blows up in his face. I'm telling you, this movie should have won multiple Oscars. Boombox is blowing up. Yummy pop cans. People getting smacked in the face with them. It's such a great movie. Yeah. Steve requested this Tedeschi Trucks Band, You Can't Always Get What You Want. Two for Tuesday, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Let's see. We're talking about really bad generic brands and ridiculous knockoff brands. The knockoff of Fruity Pebbles here. From the Food Lion. Is that what that says? Food Lion. From the company Food Lion. Is Confruity Crisp. And it is that a lizard? Esmeralda, or a dinosaur? What is that?
I'm going to go lizard.
Okay. So it's a lizard.
Like one of those tiny ones.
What is Confruity? What is that supposed to be? Confruity Crisp? I don't understand this at all. I don't understand it.
Yeah, no. I have no idea.
I just don't understand it. All right. How about this? Marshmallow Magic, which is the takeoff of Lucky Charms. And it says, this rabbit is terrifying, and he's onto something. The marshmallows are the best part of Lucky Charms. And again, if you look at Marshmallow Magic, which is your Lucky Charms takeoff from Safeway Kitchens, I'm guessing, Esmeralda, that the same artist who drew the insane apple came up with the concept for the insane rabbit. Don't you think?
Yeah, it looks pretty similar.
It's very similar. I think it's the same. I think they hired the same artist to do the loony apple and the crazy rabbit on the marshmallow. Oh, and he's coming out of a hat. Oh, I see. Marshmallow Magic.
He's doing magic.
He's coming out of a magician's hat. Oh, I see. These are getting really complicated now. Cocoa Pebbles becomes Cocoa Nuggets. Yeah, this is clearly, Esmeralda, this is the same designer.
That monkey's freaking me out.
The monkey's freaking you out?
Look at its big head.
And he's got like a tongue that's 12 feet long.
And a very tiny body.
Yeah, really tiny. I'm telling you, it's the same designer as the marshmallow craziness and the apple orbits. And evidently, when you eat these, according to the boxes here, the artwork on the boxes and everything, and the characters and stuff, when you eat Safeway knockoff cereal, you go insane, because based on the mascots here, you go nuts. All right, how about this one? It's a knockoff of Trix, and it's called Freaky Fruits from Schnucks.
I think this. This mascot looks like DJ Shagru. He's got the boots. I think he's got a tuft of hair.
Looks like it. Looks like it. But he's, you know why he's cool? What is he? What kind of animal is he?
I think that's a mouse.
Is it a mouse? I don't see it. Dan, what do you think? Is that a mouse?
That is.
He's got like whiskers.
A stunning resemblance.
He's got whiskers and he's a mouse. First of all, what is Schnucks? Is that a Is that a store somewhere? We have to go shopping at Schnucks.
Famous brand, Schnucks. Schnucks Brands.
Privately held chain of 90 supermarkets in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
One of our callers also checked in. Food Lion is also a grocery store chain found in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Ooh, I want to go to a Food Lion.
Yeah.
Where are you going? The Food Lion.
I'm going to Schnucks. With this rat or whatever the hell it is. But you can tell he's cool. Esmeralda, you can tell he's cool. He's got his baseball cap on backwards.
Oh, yeah, that's usually the sign.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to go with the peace sign on the bottom of the shoe.
That means he's groovy.
Oh, man. Seriously, Dan, I think you brought up the best point. We are talking about these ideas more than they did when they just put a mouse with a shoe on the damn box.
I picture the guys that made the scary sound effects CD got fired and went made their own marketing firm.
All right, Fruit Loops become Fruity Rings. God, this just looks like Dan. Doesn't this look like something that was you made on the computer back before software was invented?
Yeah, like an MS Paint.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, it looks terrible. What is that? And that's from Forelli.
It's Toucan Sam's cousin.
He looks like he just doesn't even look, just ridiculous. I guess Forelli is another brand. All right, and then the Cinnamon Toast Crunch becomes Buncho Cinnamon Squares with an elephant chef. Well, there's an elephant chef on this one.
Elephant major cereal. I don't know if that's any sanitary.
All right, that's a good one. This next one, I believe, is my favorite title. I believe this one is my favorite title. It's a knockoff of Trix, and it's called Circus Balls. Circus Balls cereal. Is that an ape?
I think it's a cool ape.
He's a cool ape juggling circus balls.
He's got, it's either a mohawk or just spiky hair, and then his jacket with the collar turned up.
Yeah.
He's super cool.
He's a cool ape juggling circus balls.
He's giving you one in the picture. Did you see that? He's like, yeah. Eat this.
Here, man.
27.
He's kidding. All right. We got a break, and we will. We got more texts coming in. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. And we got some other really ridiculous knockoff brands. And don't forget to buy your kid for Christmas. Everybody wants a Robert Cop. So that's what we all want. All right. Let me feel the moving like they do in Babylon. Show me another giant that we lost just this past week. Leonard Cohen, Dance Me to the End of Love. Canadian Bill, who I always like to think of as William Shatner, requested some Leonard Cohen, appropriately enough. All right, I got some more knockoff brands here, Esmeralda.
Okay.
And I can show them to you since you're in the room with me.
Oh.
How about instead of Mountain Dew? Oh, you got them? Oh, I didn't know that you had them. Mountain Lightning. What is that?
Is it going to hurt you? I mean, it'll hurt you anyway, all that sugar.
Mountain Lightning. I love this next one. We're talking about knockoff brands, generic knockoff brands. Instead of Hamburger Helper, Panburger Partner from High Top Foods.
They are just being real creative with these titles.
I know. Panburger Partner. Apparently it doesn't help. It's your partner. How about this one? Where would they get, say, this is like in a Chinatown somewhere. Sunbucks Coffee.
By the way, that is a cool logo.
It's a great logo.
Rather than the lady.
Yeah.
And it being one of those, what are they? They're dragons.
Yeah.
They have a name.
Oh, they do. It's like a Chinatown dragon.
Something dragons.
Yeah. Kimono? No.
No. That's a real dragon.
That's a real dragon.
It's a real, real animal.
An actual animal. All right.
Or no, or they're, yeah, they are dragons.
All right.
For a second, I thought they were dogs.
Got some, no, that's a dragon for sure.
It's okay.
All right. There's a McDonald's evidently with a upside down, with an upside down arches.
It's a W.
And here's Robert Cop, ladies and gentlemen. And it is from, it's actually from Robert Cop 3.
The best one, I'd say.
It's from
the best Robocop.
For those of you who weren't listening earlier, there is an action figure knockoff of RoboCop, and clearly this knockoff, you know, this company couldn't get the rights to RoboCop, so they made an action figure that looks really very similar to RoboCop. And then they called it, with the same logo and the same font, Robert Cop, but they called it Robert Cop 3. Get my kid a special toy. Nobody else has Robert Cop.
Right. Well, they do, but yours is slightly different.
Yeah, because he's Robert Cop 3. Randy says, he texted in, Jolly Soda is made by Cryer of Random Lake, Wisconsin, and it's back. It's available throughout Wisconsin. Oh, now hold on. I need some Wisconsin folks to get me some Jolly Pop, Jolly Good Pop, because I got to see the jokes. Got to see the jokes at the bottom of the can. So, you know what would be really cool? Get some Jolly Good Pop. All right?
Okay.
Bring a bunch of cans of Jolly Good Pop here. We'll just sit around drinking it. Then we'll tell the jokes in the bottom of the can, all while we're watching Bad Boys on the big screen here.
Woo!
We can watch Sean Penn smash Clancy Brown in the face with a bag full of pillowcase full of yummy pop. Okay. 779 area code says, Hilo Foods had Virginia Dare strawberry soda and Old Vienna beer. What's the name of that Walgreens beer? Flats? Flat?
Our wheel? Was there a wheel involved?
No, flat something. Flat something. It's like $2 a six-pack. Flat top. Flat flat.
Big flats.
Big flats. That's it. That's the Walgreens brand beer you can get for like $2 a six-pack.
Big flats.
That's what it's called. Yeah, big flats.
What is it?
It's terrible. I can tell you that. I've tried it. It's bad. 847 area code says, when you call the Jewels and ask for the deli, they'll answer the phone by saying, Chef's Kitchen. Oh! Then evidently it still is called Chef's Kitchen.
Hmm.
224 says, springtime was available by the case, and you could pick out all the flavors with good old glass bottles. Bring the glass bottles back, you get like a dime, right? Wasn't that the return? Was it a dime or a nickel? You guys don't remember. Why am I asking you this?
Yeah, no. I only experienced that in Mexico, but you would return them, and then they would give you new sodas. My aunt had it was like a delivery. You'd get a delivery of sodas.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works in a lot of places. But here we would get money. You'd get like 50 cents or something.
You would just have to return them. And then
they used to have them at the service desk when I first started working at the Jewels. You would
you
go to the service desk. Yeah.
I always thought just Michigan or whatever.
No.
Whatever the states
are on the
bottles.
This was all over the place. And you could bring the bottles, the returnable 16-ounce bottles of pop, and then you'd bring them to the service desk. They would give you your money. Then they would throw them in a cart. They would throw all the bottles in a cart.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my jobs when I first started working at the Jewels was sorting the bottles, the returned bottles, in the basement. And they would have, like, whatever companies, like there was 7-Up, there was Dr. Pepper and 7-Up were, I think, in the same company, but they were sorted. You would have to put the Coke bottles here,
mm-hmm.
and it was a nightmare to do, a nightmare. And we used to have to wear those steel gloves.
Why?
In case there was shards of glass, in case there was a broken bottle.
Oh.
If you stuck your hand inside the you know the big deep pit of it was a huge cart. It was a huge, huge cart. It was like 5 feet long, this cart, and it would be filled with bottles. Like they were in their cases, you know, like in their 8-pack cases. But if you'd reached in and there was a busted glass, it would go right into your hand.
Ugh.
So you'd have to wear these steel gloves, or at least one steel glove on one hand that you would reach in. And then you would have to stack them on. You would have to stack them into certain. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was like whoever was on bottle duty, you'd be like, well, this sucks. And you'd have to go up to the service desk with an empty 4-foot cart, push that in, pull out the full one, bring it down to the basement. Or at least I worked at the Jewels that I worked at had a basement.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd get it on the big freight elevator, bring it down, wheel it out, and then have to go through every single case and every bottle and sort them by company. and stack them in the basement. I can't tell you the number of times, like, stacks of bottles would just go flying. They would fall all over the place.
No.
Busted glass everywhere. Sometimes people would, like, they bring the bottles in because the service desk didn't care. They never looked. The people behind the service desk, they would come up. People would bring up the returnables. They'd bring up the bottles. And then not even, they would just pick them up and throw them into the cart. They didn't care. And then, you know, the service clerks, when you first start, you're a service clerk. At least I was. That was the title. Because you would be, and then when I became a clerk for a long time, I used to call on service clerks to do stuff for me because then I used to tell them, well, you know what? Your job is to service the clerks. That's what I used to say.
So I fell for it.
I was there for 11 years. And by like year eight, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Get a service clerk to clean that up. I'm way past cleaning up a busted jelly jar on the floor. I'm not doing it. Sometimes they wouldn't check the bottles or anything. Sometimes you'd be sorting a bottle. There would be like a bunch of pop left in the bottom of the bottle, all sticky and disgusting. Cigarette butts and stuff. Oh, yeah. Fun. By the way, you want to know what the worst spill is? What do you think the worst spill is to clean up if you work in a grocery store?
Oil.
You mean like Wesson?
Yeah.
Cooking oil?
Yeah.
Terrible. But yes, it's terrible, but doable and much easier, the worst ever, liquid detergent.
Oh.
Absolutely the worst because you can't, like, you mop it, suddenly you've got foam everywhere in the soap and it multiplies. It's the absolute worst to clean up. You can drop 20 dozen eggs on the floor, fine. Get two pieces of cardboard, scoop them up, boom, mop it up, wipe it up, you're done. But it multiplies. I'm telling you, one time I was swinging around the corner because the Jewels that I worked at, the laundry detergent section was right across from the second dairy case. I worked dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working frozen that day, and it was right around the corner from frozen. So I'm flying around with a cart, and I knocked over an aisle stack of Era, like an entire, like the, you know, the big Era laundry detergent in the bottles. It was an entire aisle stack because I was flying around the corner. Boom! And I saw it tip. It was like slow motion. I saw the whole thing start to tip over, and I'm like, no! You know, it's like a movie. I was in slow motion trying to grab at it. Next thing I know, caps are flying off. There's like gallons of Era detergent just rolling down the aisle. It took five of us to clean it up.
You should have just sprayed it with water and then had a foam party.
Yeah. That's what we should have done. I wasn't thinking.
Charged an entry fee.
turn aisle 13 into a water park. That's what it is. All right, we got a break. We've got a bunch of texts coming in. We're talking about generic stuff. If anybody ever worked at the Jewels, you know that laundry detergent is the worst thing to clean up. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, you know I've been giving away Christmas trees and stuff.
You have?
We have more Christmas trees to give away, but I got something very special to give away right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you are the seventh caller, lucky number seven, seventh caller to 312-981-7200, and you will get yourself a Sports Illustrated 2016 commemorative issue for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
Oh.
It's the the magazine features over 100 pages worth of Cubs content recapping the past season and the Cubs championship run. Collect all four covers, and you can get yours at newsstands online at backissues.si.com. That's backissues.si.com. But if you're the seventh caller right now, you will get a copy of the Sports Illustrated 2016 commemorative World Series champion Chicago Cubs issue. Caller number 7, 312-981-7200. We will be right back.
Fragrant with a mad expectation of relief.
The great Leonard Cohen passed away earlier this week. Canadian Bill picked it for 2 for Tuesday. That's closing time by Leonard Cohen. Our theme for tomorrow's show, which you can program the bumps, is Wild Card Wednesday. That's when it gets wild, man. Just wild. So any artist, any song, anything for Wildcard Wednesday, and that starts tomorrow morning. All right, we just had a little contest here for caller number 7, and here is Mark on WGN. Mark, congratulations, you're caller number 7, man.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Yeah, you got yourself the copy of the commemorative 2016 Sports Illustrated featuring the world champion Chicago Cubs.
That is awesome. I will frame it. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening. Hang on, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. We get a couple of more of those we're going to give away. We got some Christmas trees to give away. Some other cool stuff. That's right.
You get a tree, and you can put that magazine under the tree.
Under the tree. It's a small tree. It's a desktop tree.
That doesn't. The gift could be very large. You just put it next to the tree.
As long as it's near the tree.
Right.
It means.
I think people get it.
People understand. It's Christmassy. let's see. 312 area code says Malto Meal makes knockoff cereal. The Frosted Flakes are same as Tony the Tiger version.
Is that the ones that come in the bags?
Yeah, I love those. When I was working at Jewel, do you know the only cereal? Because I know a lot of cereals now come in bulk and they come in bags.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was working at the Jewels, like 30 years ago, when I was working there, there was only one brand of cereal that was in bags. Do you? No, you're not going to remember.
No, because I remember as a kid there was more.
Well, when I was working at Jewel, there was only one, and it was weird because like you'd have boxes of cereals everywhere, and then like a basket in the middle where you would have to stack it was Popeye's cereal. It was like Popeye's puffed rice cereal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's depressing.
There were two different, there was like a sugar puffed rice kind of Popeye's and then the unsweetened, which I'm sure tasted like styrofoam. But those were the only, if I remember correctly, at that time, like in the early 80s, mid 80s, that was the only cereal that was in bags.
That is one thing we didn't skimp on.
Cereal?
Yeah. We always bought the brand name.
Cereal is expensive, man.
I haven't bought a box of cereal.
I have a box of Fiber One at home. I bust into it. Oh, and I also have a box of Keith Crunch that my parents bought me. Duncan Keith? So I have a box of that. Tastes like Frosted Flakes. So. Yeah, anything Hawk. Oh, I also have a box of Rizzo's, Anthony Rizzo.
But you're not going to eat them?
Well, I haven't eaten the Rizzo's. I just kind of have it.
Okay.
But I ate the Keith Crunch. I wanted to see what it tastes like. I was like, 630 says, every time I see Bad Boys on the channel guide, I get excited, think it's finally going to be the old school 80s movie. But then I'm always disappointed because it's that damn movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
It's a good movie.
It's terrible. The first one isn't terrible, but the second one is. So, all right. You got to see the real Bad Boys.
All right.
Telling you. Yummy cola to the face, blowing up boom boxes. It's great. Hey, by the way, coming up at 5 o'clock is the opening bell. And here's Steve Grzanich to give us a preview. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right.
We're working on a lot of breaking business news from around the globe this morning. The Secretary General of the United Nations at a summit in Marrakesh is telling Donald Trump in no uncertain terms that the Paris Climate Accord is a done deal and agreed to by 192 countries. And it is unstoppable, in his words. We'll have the very latest from that. You know, that's a big bone of contention with Donald Trump. Also today, we're learning that the UK government may have no plan at all for Brexit, which may explain why they have been dragging their heels in terms of moving forward on that. And also, we will talk to the author of Science of Selling. That's right. There is a science to sales. And we will be talking with David Hofeld of The Science of Selling, new book out, coming up next on The Opening Bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up. A few more texts here before we get out of here. By the way, Cocoa Peanut Butter Spheres is another knockoff. What a catchy name.
It's straight and to the point.
Hey, Dad, can you get a box of Cocoa Peanut Butter Spheres?
You can't go wrong, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you tell someone what you want,
yeah,
they'll just remember, oh, yeah, they're those peanut butter spheres.
And then you're describing the name of the item. And then I like Dr. Bob. Instead of Dr. Pepper, you've got Dr. Bob.
He's a cool guy, Dr. Bob.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Bob.
He's a little more lax than Dr. Pepper.
Megan says it's pronounced schnooks. Oh, so it's not schnooks, it's schnooks. Doesn't make it any better.
No. I like the permanent marker.
Yeah.
Skirpy.
Skirpy. Instead of Sharpie, Skirpy.
Come on.
And they have a schnooks in DeKalb, by the way.
They do?
Yeah, my son shops there.
At Schnucks?
It's at Northern, yeah.
Oh, okay. I never heard
pretty
of it
sure
before.
Schnucks. I don't know. Schnucks.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Schnucks sounds like it needs a mascot.
Yeah.
There should be some
Chris.
Sort of like guy. Like...
They should just get Chris. He's got nothing to do. Put his hat on and he's just...
Captain Chris.
Yeah.
Sell him for Schnucks.
That's right. Rhonda there says, and by the way, Rhonda also says there's a Schnucks or a Schnucks or a Schnucks in DeKalb and Rockford. And 847 area code says, hey, Nick, Amazon has Bad Boys on DVD for $5.93.
That's too much.
You have not even seen it.
The case of Yummy Cola.
Oh, man. and a pillowcase. You can't.
It's a limited edition. It's a Criterion collection.
You're damn right it should be on Criterion. Bad Boys rules. All right. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Dmitry Samarov is going to be with us, and we're going to play Would Esmeralda Buy That?
Wonderful.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, and news is next.